Welcome to Story Nerds. I'm Hannah Davis.
And I'm Jessica Kate, and we have a special little bonus. Not a bronus.
Bronus.
Bonus.
Bros. Hey, bro.
We have a bonus preview for everybody. We are not officially back yet. We are technically still on holidays, but we just had so much fun recording one of our first episodes with Carla Laureano, and we wanted to tell you a little bit about what will be happening with our first episode of the year, because there's some exciting changes and there's some exciting normal things staying the same. So, as you all know, we are the official podcast now for Reading Is My Superpower, which is super exciting, but we will still be the story nerds that you know and love. We'll be interviewing authors each episode and nerding out about the things we love in fiction. But our first episode will be a little different. So we just wanted to give you a heads up that it will be a little different one out of the ordinary. We will be back to our normal stuff in the next one, which will be featuring Carla.
Jess, what is that first one that we're doing? I can't wait to hear. Okay, tell me all about it, because I know. Here's to know.
So we are super excited because my new book is coming out, A Girl's Guide to the Outback, and we will be having a launch party for it. In Australia, it will be January 28th in the morning, and in America, it will be January 27th, but January 28th is official launch day around the world.
January 27th in the evening, FYI, for those of us here in America.
Yes, that is it. We'll be working out time zones later once I pull out my time zone calculator, but you'll see it on Facebook. The exciting thing is we have a special guest, Bethany Turner, the author of Wooing Katie McCaffrey and The Secret Life of Sarah Hollenbeck. She was kind enough to endorse A Girl's Guide to the Outback, and she will be co-hosting the launch party with me, which will be super fun. You guys have all heard her before a couple of times on Story Nerds, mostly pretty much nerding out about Tom Hanks.
So she's a hoot, and we love her.
Yeah, we can't wait for that. So just so you know, you will be hearing the live recorded audio from that launch party will be the first episode of Story Nerds for 2020, and then we'll return to regular programming with Carla Laureano. But we had so much fun nerding out with Carla that even though the official podcast topic was co-worker romances, we first had a little mini nerd out just over how much we love accents. And so we're going to include some of the audio of that in here for you today, just as a little preview for all the fun that we had with Carla. So we will see you guys later on in January. January 30 should be when our first episode drops of that live launch party. And then with Carla again in February. So for now, enjoy the audio that will start playing in a second. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Woo-hoo. Bye, everyone.
I know. Why aren't there more Aussie accents just like in the movies? Every time I see one, I'm excited.
I know. And I always get excited when I find out that actors that I thought were Americans, because they're playing Americans on a TV show, then they do an interview and they have an Australian accent. And I'm like, no, why couldn't you use that? That's better.
Okay. I have so many people that I've thought about this, but in all of the roles that I have thought this, it really doesn't make sense. So like Daniel Lissing on When Calls the Heart is Australian, and
he might have immigrated from Australia to Canada in the 1800s.
Yeah, right. So there's that, and then there's Jess and I both love Chuck, and Yvonne.
Yes. However you pronounce her last name. Week. I love it so much.
Yvonne Stravowski or Stravakowski or something with a ski at the end. I don't know. But yeah, she is. But with her character, her character is a U.S. CIA agent, which if I remember right, to be a CIA agent, you have to be born in America. I don't know. Maybe there.
I don't actually think so.
Maybe I am totally wrong on that, which is totally possible, but. But her backstory of her character is a lot more like American, so.
Well, yeah, totally. That makes sense. We'll forgive her for that.
Right. But
actually, the Aussies want to see more Southern accents on TV, like Heart of Dixie, that kind of thing.
Oh, you know what? That show's adorable.
Love it. And and the same dudes in Friday Night Lights and just, oh, we go nuts for all the Southern accents, Sweet Home Alabama, all that stuff. And I don't understand why most American TV, they all have like the neutral American accent.
I think it actually comes from the 50s with the whole North Atlantic accent that was supposed to kind of bridge the British stage accent with the American accent. And so, you know, you've got Cary Grant and all of those people. And so that just kind of became the standard for everyone and newscasters. And but the funny thing is that the Southern accent is actually closer to what a British accent would have been in the 1700s.
Huh, like really?
that whole eastern seaboard from north to south is kind of a variation on what English accents in the 1700s would have been like. And so I always like to say we have the original English accent before the received pronunciation, which we think of as being the London British accent. But that's I'm a total language accent word nerd, so I could go on forever.
Well, you learn something new every day. This is definitely something that I never would have known had this conversation not come up. That's so interesting. All the awesome.
My workmate and I, yeah, well, Aussies don't think our own accent is sexy. My workmate and I were talking once about the world's sexiest accent, and I said it was Spanish, and he said it was French. And I was like, well, I guess French works for women, but I don't like it on men. He was like, oh, yeah, well, I was obviously picturing women. So, yeah, now I understand why you do not pick French and you pick Spanish.
I'm going to go with Italian. But I mean, not maybe Italian because period. That's my roots. I'm part Italian on one side. But seriously, have you ever heard an Italian speak English? It's like the most romantic thing ever.
It is. It's extremely